It's Britt from the Russ Parr Morning Show, and I'm here with your KYS News Brief. It's sunny skies in the D.C. area with a high of 72. In other news, Fairfax County authorities are investigating a plastic bottle explosion that happened at a crowded theater in Tyson's Corner early yesterday at the AMC Movie Complex. No one was hurt. Last night was not a good time to be on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. All eastbound traffic was stopped for several hours as a tractor trailer caught fire. No one was injured in the fire. D.C. police are trying to locate other kids who may have been suggestively approached by a 26-year-old public school employee. Joseph Morales of Northwest was charged Friday with enticing a minor at Cordoza Education Campus. He's currently on administrative leave. A 25-year-old Pasadena man has been arrested and charged in the stabbing death of a woman found dead in a doctor's office this past week. Anne Arundel County police say Joseph Patrick Sewell knew 43-year-old Christine Lynn Pellin through drug dealings. Pellin had been stabbed multiple times. In other news, former Governor Bob McDonald and his wife are due in federal court for a hearing on whether to dismiss most of the corruption charges filed against them. Also, whether they will receive separate trials. Prosecutors oppose to separating the cases. A runaway goat has safely returned home in Carroll County. Animal control workers have been trying to catch the goat for nearly a week. He's been spotted at gas stations, churches, and even caused a school to go on lockdown. They caught the runaway goat on Sykesville Road. They've already received offers to adopt the baby goat. I'm Brittany. That's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.